We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Joining us first is Jacob Hubert. Jacob is with the Liberty Justice Center. They're one of the, I don't know, I love that word, the amicus. I'll ask him if he's an amicus or not. The word of the day yesterday, by the way, if you missed it, was your ilium. Look that up in the Funkin' Wagnalls here. Matt doesn't know that. Bill and I do. It involves baggy pants. But the Liberty Justice Center is involved in a major, I mean, the other side is spending all kinds of money and on the attack before the Supreme Court, a right-to-work case, as I understand it. And if this happens, the repercussions of this would be felt in just a myriad of ways. Jacob joins us here on our Liberty, on our Spring Dance Hot Tubs Hot Tub line on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jacob, welcome in.
Hi, good to be here.
Same here. What does the Liberty Justice Center do, Jacob?
We're a public interest law firm, and we bring lawsuits to protect people's constitutional rights and enforce limits on the government's power.
Well, that sounds like a 24-hour day, enforcing limits on the government's power. My God, you sound like a guy who hasn't slept in a while.
Yeah, we have plenty to do.
Yeah, exactly. So how are you and guys involved now in this lawsuit? What is the core of the lawsuit before the Supreme Court?
Well, we represent a man named Mark Janis, who works for the state of Illinois and who has been forced to give money out of every paycheck to a union as a condition of his employment. And he objects to that. He likes the work that he does as a child support specialist for the state, but he doesn't think he should have to give money to an advocacy group like a union to be allowed to do it. And we argue that forcing him to do that violates his First Amendment rights to choose what political speech he will and won't support and what groups he will and won't associate with.
Well, it's clear with me, but I'm channeling Nancy Pelosi. Excuse me for a moment here. I'm at a diner. I'm getting all kind of fuzzy. And she would say, you guys are free riders. You're riding off the backs of the union, getting him good wages, benefits, and all that, Jacob. He's a free rider.
Yeah, well, that's what they say. But not everybody actually wants these services the union provides. Some people would rather represent themselves in the first place. And so when they're forced to accept a union representation, that hurts them, and then they're hurt again because they're made to pay for it besides. And in any event, it should be up to you to choose what groups you will and won't support. There are lots of groups out there that do things that benefit other people. You know, the National Rifle Association presumably thinks it does things that benefit gun owners everywhere, but they have to go and raise contributions from people who want to support their work. They can't just make people support their work because they say it benefits them.
So, Jacob, what triggers, and a buddy of mine told me about this, it's not fully on the radar screen, but if this goes through, it will be. This stuff has happened before. What is it here that makes it ripe that you think for the court this time to say, yes, this is sound, what you're proposing?
Well, 4 years ago, the court said that this is okay to make people pay these fees. But since then, recently, in a couple of decisions, the Supreme Court has indicated that it might be willing to overturn that precedent and say that this does violate the First Amendment. And the court took this up in a case that it heard in 2016. And after oral arguments in that case, everybody thought the court was going to end this practice. But then Justice Scalia died, and so that case ended in a 4-4 tie vote. But now, of course, we have 9 justices on the Supreme Court again, so presumably there won't be a tie vote, and the Supreme Court will finally be able to resolve this issue.
So that means the previous time Judge Kennedy signed off on this then, right? He was on your side of this issue.
Well, you'd think so. There was no details about this, but it would seem that way. But there was no opinion, so we don't know. We don't know exactly what anybody was thinking, but it would seem that it presumably it was what we'd think of as a conservative liberal split.
Well, yes. I don't see somebody like Sotomayor saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to go with these guys on this. Well, that's good news with Gorsuch there. This would be right in his bailiwick, I would think. It would be very sound. So when does this happen, Jacob? What's happening next now?
Well, we have arguments at the court this coming Monday, and then after that, the court will issue a decision sometime before its term ends in June.
Are you the person arguing before the court?
No, but I'll be sitting there with my co-counsel who will be arguing the case.
All righty. Well, Jacob, thank you for coming on today. Keep us abreast of what happened. And it'll be decided when?
Sometime before the end of June.
Well, that's pretty quick. Thank you, Jacob. Thanks for joining us today.
Sure, thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.